In the Kaddish, when we say Le'ela min kol berchasa v'shirasa, the Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem, should be elevated above any blessing and any song. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar and the Budar Ham both explain that we're saying that the praises that we are praising Hashem are greater than any humanly imagined expressions of praises. We praise human kings and heroes in one way, but the praises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves are above any praises that we would give for an ordinary human being. The Shibole HaLeket explains that Le'ela min kol berchasa, that we asked that Hashem be praised and exalted far beyond any of the praises of the Nevi'im. That in other words, no matter what even a Navi can say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still greater, and the Shem Hashem is still greater than anything that anyone can come up with, even a Navi. And then when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is greater, the reputation of Hashem is greater than any blessing, then we say it's greater than any shirasa, any song. What's the difference between a blessing and a song? So a song is, we think about when you sing a song, you are so overcome with emotion. An example of that is, let's say, Shirat Hayam. When Klal Yisrael sang for HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Kriyas Yamsuf, after the splitting of the sea, even the songs of history's greatest moments, like Az Yashir, will be inadequate to express the newly acquired perception of Hashem's greatness when indeed we witness the final redemption. When we witness the final redemption, HaKadosh Baruch will be greater than any human praise, anything that the Nevi'im would say, and greater than any Shira song that Klal Yisrael sang throughout history.